I kneel for you more easily than I breathe. It's not because I'm weak. It's because you make my strength irrelevant. I was made sharp once, polished, all edges and rules. But I shed that skin the first time your voice dropped low and said my name like a secret. Now I wear devotion like a collar, soft, tight, unshakable. You don't demand obedience. You simply exist in a way that compels it. That is your power, the quiet command, the glance that holds me motionless, the hand that never has to raise in order to possess. I am nothing if not yours. There are moments when I feel you looking at me and I can barely hold your gaze. Not from fear, from ache. My body strains to show you everything at once. Need, trust, permission, hunger. I would lay my soul open if it pleased you to look inside. This is not about pain. This is about gravity. You pull me down and I fall beautifully. Do you know what you do to me? The way you walk into a room and the air bends around you? How even silence becomes a sound I strain to interpret? The way you reach for me, like you already know how far I'll go. As if I've already said yes with every breath I've ever taken. You speak, and I come undone slowly, like thread pulled from the hem of who I used to be. You touch, and I burn, not from heat, but from recognition. I was made for this. Not to be taken, not to be owned, but to be known entirely. You see the parts of me I used to hide, and you don't recoil. You don't look away. You press your palm to every tender place, and I let you. That is trust. That is worship. And I do worship you. Not like a god, distant and cruel. No, like a storm that promised to spare me and then taught me how to dance in the wreckage. You ruined me sweetly, patiently, with reverence, and I have never been so grateful to be undone. You take your time. You draw the moment out until I'm trembling with anticipation. So close to the edge that my own skin feels foreign. And when I reach desperation, you pull me back with a word, a look, a breath. You teach me that surrender is not a breaking, but a gift. And I give. Oh, I give. I give you every soft ache in my chest, every hungry sigh I've ever swallowed. I give you the velvet parts of me that only you have earned the right to touch. I give you my yes, again and again. And each one feels more unraveled than the last. You ask nothing of me that you would not give tenfold in return. Your power is not the kind that takes, it is the kind that holds. And I have never felt safer than I do when I am kneeling for you, head bowed, mouth open, not because I must, but because I choose to. Because nothing in me wants to fight the hands that worship me back. You ruin me with kindness, with control, with the slow, exquisite patience of someone who knows exactly what I need before I even ask. And still, you make me ask. Because it is not about control. It is about consent. Over and over again, you make me choose this. You make me want this. I want you. I want to be broken open and filled with your voice. I want to be made small in your arms and still feel infinite. I want to feel your grip on my hips like a promise that I am held, not claimed, not used, held. You are the storm I begged to drown in, and the anchor I didn't know I needed. And me, I am the author of my own ruin, your ruin. There is a strange kind of joy in this, to be nothing and everything all at once, to be beneath you and still adored, to be stripped bare and still seen. And if tomorrow you tell me I'm free, I will rise, I will nod, I will go. But tonight I am on my knees, your name on my lips, your mark on my skin, your breath steady and near, and I am home.